It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. The Coffee Black Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Coffee Black Show. This is your host, R-E-G-G-I-E, and I'll be here on this here M-I-C. How is everybody doing? How's everybody feeling? Is y'all feeling all right? Is y'all feeling okay? Hey, it feels so good to be back upon the microphone. It feels so good to be back upon the microphone. Even though I sound terrible, I shouldn't sing this morning. I haven't had my cup of coffee yet. Here's the thing, people. I done got into drinking coffee. It happens every now and then and again, you know, like every 6 months or so I get into drinking coffee and then I stop and then I start back and then, you know, I'm always drinking my tea and I haven't had my tea this morning yet either. Matter of fact, I haven't had my almond milk yet or I haven't had my chaffles. Now, you know what get me? The way people say chaffles. Okay. If you put a W in front of A-F-F-L-E, it's waffle. So you remove the W and you put a C-H in front of it, and people don't know how to say it. I hear people call them chaffles. What the heck is a chaffle? What the heck is... Do you go to the Waffle House and order a chaffle? Do you go to Denny's and order a chaffle? Or wait a minute. A waffle. That's it. A waffle. Do you go to the Waffle House and order a waffle? Do you go to Denny's and order a waffle? Do you eat waffles? What the heck is a waffle? It's a waffle. So you put a CH in front of it, it becomes chaffle. I've heard people call it cho waffles. What the heck? Is there a W in there? Is it C-H-W-A-F-F-L-E? Cho waffle? No, it's chaffle. Chaffle, which means cheese waffle, basically. That's all it is. Because, well, let me break it down to you. I've been getting into this keto thing, you know, this low-carb keto thing. You know, with people with diabetes should cut their carbs. Cut down their carbs, man, you know. Cut their carbs drastically. That will help with your diabetes. You know, it will. So, you know, to help with the diabetes and everything. I'm you know, but anyway, chaffles. It is chaffles, people, not chawaffles, chawaffle, or chaffles. Learn how. Man, anyway, but I'm one to talk. I'm country and I be messing up words all the time. I understand that. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I be messing up them words all the time. Like the word, you know, the state where Boston is. I can't say that. I can't say that like the rest of y'all. No, I can't. That'd be messing. My wife loves it when she always say, Ratchet. I'd be like, what? She say, say it. Say what? That state where Boston is at. And I don't, and I go, nope, I ain't. I can't, and you know I can't. And she just bust out laughing. Yes, she do. She just bust out laughing because she know I can't say them words. I can't say that state. I can say every state in the union. But I can't say that one. No, sir, we can't. And then she's going to try to trip me up and say Mississippi, easy. Mississippi ain't. But that state where Boston is, you know, up in Foxborough where the Patriots play, you know, in that state, I can't say that state. I don't know why. It just get all tickle, tangle, tumbled up in there, you know. But anyway, y'all, let's get on with the show. Yeah, we're going to have a good show for you today, people. I think we is. We gonna get a little serious and we gonna have a little fun with it, alright? So, sit back and relax right after this here commercial break, because y'all know we gotta go pay the bills. Right after this here commercial break, we gonna be right back. Yes, we is. We gonna be right back. And when we come back, we gonna have some fun. Alright? Y'all, take a listen to this. Be right back. People, have you got your nano chips yet? Have you gotten your nano chips yet? You're probably saying, Reg, what are you talking about? Hey, this is here what I'm talking about. Are you listening? Listen up now. Have you got your nano chips? Have you got your corona vaccine? They put nano chips in y'all bag. This may be my wild and crazy conspiracy theory, but they're putting them nano chips in you. And I don't want to become a zombie robot. No, I don't. I don't want to. Do you? Look, man. Here's my theory on the whole thing, all right? This is what I think about the whole thing. We got diseases that's been around for years, for decades. For decades, okay? Ain't found a cure, ain't found a method of slowing it down, ain't did nothing, you know, but we got, you know, the coronavirus hit late 2019, we suffered majority of 2020, then late 2020, they find some ways to slowing it down, not even a cure, just found some ways to slow it down, hitting them brakes, pump them brakes, baby, on the virus, not cure it, but slow it down. And they did this in less than a year. But we have, check this out. I look at it like this. The common cold has been around for ages, right? They ain't found a cure for it yet. They got ways of slowing it down or lessening the effects of it. But they ain't found a cure for it yet. We got, like I said, we got diseases that's been around for decades. We haven't found a cure for it yet. But the coronavirus hit late 2019, then all of a sudden they got what? A vaccine to help slow it down, lessen the effects of it, but not cure it. Okay. All right. Now, when it first hit, some of the first things that they were telling us, you know, that vitamin D, vitamin C, and getting sunlight and all this will, you know, kill the virus. I would rather do that than to go and take this vaccine that they're talking about that will help slow it down. And then I saw some reports and read some reports where it's only going to last 6 months. Where if I take my vitamins and keep my immune system healthy, that could be a continuous thing and last for my rest of my life. So I would rather do that than to go and take this vaccine, which we still don't know all the after effects. We don't know how it's going to affect us 10 years from now. We don't know how it's going to affect us 5 years from now. We don't know how it's going to affect us 2 years from now. We don't know how long the effects are gonna have on us 3 months from now. We don't know. They don't know. They don't know. And then people be like, Raj, man, it's okay. Go take it. Go take it. Go take it. No, I'm not. Why? And I got one word for you. Tuskegee. Now, some of y'all maybe say, you know, man, he got that off of Saturday Night Live. Nope. I said this a long time ago. And I've been saying this years ago. That's one reason why black folks don't trust the government. That's one reason why black folks in America don't trust the government. The HeLa cells don't trust the government. The Mississippi appendectomy don't trust the government. Don't trust the government. We don't trust. Why? Because they've been using us for years. Go all the way back to slavery. They've been experimenting and using us for years. And you expect us to trust? No. That's one thing that like blew my mind, right? I look at Spike Lee. Spike Lee was always making these pro-black films and pro-black America and all this. And then I look on Instagram, this boy is getting the vaccine. I'm like, what? Spike Lee? Spike Lee is getting the vaccine? And he's like, Brooklyn in the house. Boy. I'm sorry, man. They always talk about, you know, black folks need to just get over slavery and just move on. But here's the thing. I never hear you say that to the Jewish community about the Holocaust. I never hear you say, get over the Holocaust, move on. I never hear you say that. I never hear you tell the Native Americans, you know, yeah, we stole your land. Get over it. Move on. I never hear you tell the Japanese community about the war camps that we had during World War II that we put them in. I didn't hear you say get over it. Move on. Why do black people always got to get over it? Move on. Yeah, we'll get over it and move on, but we'll never forget. We won't forget. See, because here's the thing. Once you say get over it and move on, you want us to forget about it. And once we forget about it, guess what? That's part of our history. You want us to forget about it and move on, no matter how bad slavery was, how bad you treated us here in this country, it is a part of us. I'm not hearing you tell the Irish community you guys got treated badly, get over it, move on. Why does every culture seems like you guys celebrate it, but our culture, you don't? Again, we're going back to tearing down the statues of the Confederate soldiers and all this. Why? That's, you want us to forget about it. That's what it is. I understand. You want us to forget about it. Once we forget about it, and it's out of our minds, you don't have to go, or you don't have to feel guilty. But guess what? It's a part of your history too. It's a part of our history. It's a part of American history. deal with it. That's the thing. You don't want to own it and you don't want to deal with it. That's why you're constantly telling us to get over it, move on. But own it. If you did something wrong, or your ancestors did something wrong, own it. And then work on changing, you know? But here's the thing, you don't want to change. You don't want to change, man. That's, look, as a kid, right? I can own what I did as a kid. Why? Because I was a kid that was, and I messed up, and that was a part of my life, and I'm owning it. And I learned from it, and I've grown from it. But as long as I try to forget it, that means I didn't learn from it, and I'm not growing from it. And that's the problem I see with America today, because nobody wants to own what they do. Nobody wants to own what they did. We always got to find an excuse as to why they did something. Oh, he was abused as a kid. That's why he did this. Own that abuse, learn from it, grow from it. Oh, she was left home alone by herself all the time, and that's why she's mentally unstable. That person wasn't nourished by their parents. Man, there's so many excuses out there as to why people do stuff. Stop giving excuses. Own it. Own it. Yes, I sold drugs when I was younger. I own it. Nobody else can own it. Nobody else can claim that. Nobody else can claim that, hey, they was living Reginald's life. Nope, Reggie has to do that for himself. Reggie did that. Reggie understood as a youngster he messed up. Reggie understood as a youngster. He destroyed lives. Reggie understands that. Reggie is owning that. Reggie has grown from that. Reggie is changing. Own your mistakes. Own. Stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. I remember one time I was playing football with a couple of friends of mine, and dude's like, oh, I can't run that fast because I got asthma. Then why are you even out here playing football? That is the dumbest thing ever. If you know you got asthma real bad, why are you out here playing football? Knowing that any moment you can have an asthma attack. Or check this out. Why you even go out for the football team? For the high school football team. But you got asthma. You know, your ass was so bad that you can't run. You can't, you know, you're not making sense. Stop with the excuses. People always got to have an excuse as to why they, you know.
That's just like now. I can sit back and say, well, I'm not blowing up on the podcast scene or in social media because I don't have this equipment. I don't do this and this. No, the real reason why is because I'm lazy. Yeah, I'm lazy. How many of you can even say that you're lazy? A lot of you can't even say that you're lazy. Why? Because you need an excuse as to why you can't do something, because you want to blame somebody else for your screw-ups. That's it. Man, come on. Come on. Problems in my marriage. I can't blame my wife. I have to blame myself. I have to look at myself. I have to look at me. Problems with my kids. I can't look at my kids. I got to look at me. That's the thing, man. We got to start looking at ourselves. Why can't we do that? Is it because it's not in our nature? Is automatic human nature to blame somebody else for your problems? Blame somebody else for your mistakes. Blame somebody else for the reason why you are like the way you are. I can't sit back and continue using the excuse of the verbal, mental, and physical abuse as a child. I have to now look at myself. I have to go inside and look at myself, work on myself, because guess what? Those people who abused me as a kid are gone. They're dead and gone. So I can't, they're not still here abusing. You gotta now, you see what I mean? They dead. They go. So it's on me now. It's on me now. Yeah, it still hurts. Yeah, but guess what? I don't have to take it anymore. I don't have to take it anymore. Why? Because I'm a grown man. And them folks gone. Them people dead. Them people go bye-bye. Can't continue to let what happened to me in the past affect my present and future.
What's up, folks? Hey, if you are a fan of the Coffee Black Show and would like to help support the podcast, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/thecoffeeblackshow. You can leave a one-time donation or a monthly donation. Again, that is buymeacoffee.com/thecoffeeblackshow. We certainly do appreciate it, and keep on listening.
And now it is time for Cooking with Reg. Hey, check this out, people. Check this out. Let's make us a pizza chaffle. Yeah, a pizza chaffle. Now, what we're going to do is you're going to get one large egg. You're going to get 1/3 cup of mozzarella cheese. I'm sorry, I had a brain fart right now. Oh, and then you're going to get 1/4 of a teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/4 of a teaspoon of Italian seasoning, or maybe some oregano. And I use just a sprinkle of Parmesan cheese. I shouldn't have did that.
But we're going to put some more Parmesan on there in a minute, okay? So you're going to put it in a bowl and mix it all together, okay? Once you get it mixed all together, you heat up your Dash mini waffle maker. Yeah, that seemed to be the standard equipment that everybody used for chaffles, right? But I don't have a Dash. I have a Nostalgia, which is a little bigger than a Dash. Just a tiny bit. Anyway, so once you get it mixed all together, you get it heated up, you get the Dash or your Nostalgia, whatever your waffle maker is, you get it all heated up, all right? It's heated up. Now, I have extra virgin olive oil cooking spray, okay? Now, here's the thing, especially if you're doing keto, and if you're doing low carbs also, make sure you read the labels of your cooking oil, because a lot of them have soybean oil or canola oil along with the olive oil or the avocado oil. Make sure you read. It got nothing in there but olive or avocado or coconut. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, you squirt it just a little bit. And once that get heated up, now this will make two chaffles, right? Two pizza chaffles. Now, put a little bit of the mixture in your chaffle, in your waffle maker. Close it down, and usually it'll take about 5 minutes. You let you watch it closely, and once it stops steaming, you know that's when it's done. Now some people wait till the little light go off, but I've found that I don't wait for the light to go off on the waffle maker. I just let the steam stop, okay, and then I take it out, put it on the rack, let it cool off, okay. Now while it's cooling off, I take the other little bit of mixture, put it on that waffle maker, y'all, and let it go for its time, and then take it off, pull it up, put it on the cooler rack. All right, now here comes the good part. Some people have bacon and sausage, some people have whatever toppings you want on that, okay? You have it sitting there ready to go. Because what you're going to do now is just take your pizza sauce. Now, the pizza sauce that I use is made in-house at one of my local pizza restaurants. And I love their sauce. And I have a friend that gets me the sauce. Okay, cool. So I take that pizza sauce and I rub it on that chaffle. I put it all over that chaffle. Yeah, then, because I'm making my pizza Chicago style, okay? And then I take and put my pepperonis down, okay? And the other toppings that I want, but right now, just making a pepperoni. Put the pepperonis down, and then I take mozzarella cheese, put on top. Yes, sir, rebob, put on top. Then I take a sprinkle of Parmesan cheese, just regular old Parmesan cheese, you know, in the green can or the green bottle, whatever, you know, and sprinkle just a little bit on there, because I'm not that big of a fan of Parmesan that much on pizza, okay? So, after I do that, put them on a paper plate, put them in the microwave, and let the cheese melt, and oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Did I say oh my goodness? I'm going to tell you again. Oh my goodness. Oh, you talking about pizza, baby? We got us a pizza chaffle. Because when they come out of the microwave, the cheese is all melted on there. And it looks just, oh my goodness, it looks so good. And then when I take that first bite, oh my goodness. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Wait, we eat good now, y'all. We eat good now. Yeah, that is so good. And then to wash it down, people, I drank me a little bit of sparkling water. That's right, I have some bubbly black cherry. No, not black cherry. It's excuse me, bubbly watermelon. That's right. Oh my goodness. We good now, y'all. We's eating good now. Ooh-wee. Now, make sure you tune in next time where I'm going to make a chocolate peanut butter chaffle. All right? And it's going to be so good, y'all. Chocolate peanut butter. Mm-mm.
Hey, yo, people. Hey, I want to say thank you for stopping by and listening to the Coffee Black Show. Thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to spend a little bit of time with me. I appreciate you. I certainly do. Hope you come back and listen to the Coffee Black Show again. If this is your first time to the Coffee Black Show, why don't you hit that subscribe button if you are enjoying what you're listening to. And again, thank you for your love and support. And until next time, love, peace, and chicken grease. This is your host, REGGIE, and I be on this MIC. And I will holler at you later. If it's God's will, tune in next week and enjoy. Peace, y'all. I'm out of here.